As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun's rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Decoration Day, May the 30th, 2011, broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Certainly lots of that today. Hard facts. We wouldn't miss a day on that. And workable solutions for you when we can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost, like Become Vocal Local Host, at CenturyTel, 1L there at CenturyTel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Small Town America, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, M-O to you, M-O to me, the big Mo, 65647, that postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Lots of ways to listen to this broadcast. And thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast. All of that contact information can be found at our webpage, becomevocallocal.com, and or oraclebroadcasting.com, the home network of this network. What can I say? I should have said the home page of this broadcasting network. Yeah, oraclebroadcasting.com. Tell your friends. Anyway, your calls are welcome. Precious metals bulls rally climbs. China mining expands. Crude oil down, dollar up. FEMA's propaganda in full swing. Barry chews gum in church. Joplin photo op. Yeah, that's right. Judge William Rawls, VU on the Constitution out of West Point. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Lots to go on the browser this morning. But let's go into it again. Decoration Day, Memorial Day. A lot of the markets are closed this morning, but ours aren't. Monday, May the 30th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I have to tell you that May 23rd was Victoria Day. This is their comparable in Canada. That was last Monday. This is this Monday. Gold trading up 90 cents at $1,537.40 an ounce. Silver up 8 cents at $38.04. Yep, that's right. The metal markets never sleep. Platinum off $6 at $1,795 an ounce. And palladium off $3 at $756. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,533.70 for a low, $1,539.40 for a high. But at $1,537.40, your gold is up 323.10 cents. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, Decoration Day, May the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name still is William Roberts, and it will be tomorrow, too. Anyway, let's go back into our market report for this morning. Some parts of the marketplace are open today. Some parts of the marketplace are closed, but our part is open. So let's hit it. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, found gold trading up 90 cents at $1,537.40 an ounce, and you got to like that. Silver up 8 cents at $38.04 a troy ounce. Platinum off $6 at $17.95, and palladium off $3 at $756 an ounce. The London Gold Fix, the boys didn't set a price this morning, at least none that I could find. But anyway, at $1,537.40, your gold is up year to year $323.10, a 26.61% return on your investment. Why don't you ask your banker why they can't give you that kind of a return on your investment when you put your Federal Reserve notes in their treasury, huh? The SPDR gold shares over the weekend dumped off 0.91 metric tons back into the marketplace this morning, claiming ostensibly to hold in their electronic treasure chest 1,213.77 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $59.7 billion. Of course, the Dubai futures August month, $1,538.70, so things are still looking rosy. outweighs in gold. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 39 at 12,442. The NASDAQ closed up 14 at 2797. And the S&P 500, that old standard no so very poor 500 index, closed up 5 at 1,331. Crude oil this morning off 47 cents a barrel at $100.12 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, delivered as they are in the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, a trade-weighted basket of currencies, little Timmy's basket of currencies, this morning bumps up 19 basis points at 74.94. Of course, that impacts your foreign exchange rates where we find our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie this morning off 16 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar in foreign exchange at $1.02. The Mexican peso up 3 basis points. Yeah. You want to buy pesos? Go down to Tijuana, see Lucy? Well, you're going to get 11.6032 pesos per buck. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 32 basis points at $1.43. And the British pound off 23 basis points at $1.65. But keep your eyes on that Swiss franc. A republic. Swiss franc off 19 basis points up at $1.18 U.S. Boy, it just keeps climbing and climbing, leaving the U.S. dollar in the dust. The bond market this morning, the yield on your two-year treasuries, bonded indebtedness, 0.48%. The yield on the 10-year benchmark at 3.07%. And the 30-year at 3.07%. The mortgage rates continuing their downward slide. This morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down to 3.77%. The 30-year down at 4.53%. Your prime rate is locked in stone at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 40.42 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Well, here's a little bit more gold news. Utah law makes coins worth their weight in gold or silver. Of course, we've heard about the story. This off the New York Slime. Okay, let's get the article by William Yardley. This was published on the 29th. Far West Utah. You like to live in Far West Utah. Most people who amass the pure gold and silver coins produced by the United States Mint do so for collections or investments, the author writes, not to buy Slurpees at 7-Eleven. You'd be a fool, Tom Jurkowski said, a spokesman for the Mint, of the Slurpee idea, but you could do it. After all, while the 1 ounce American Eagle coin produced by the Mint says $1, it's actually worth more like $38 based on the current price of silver. An ounce of gold is worth more than $1,500. That's right. That's right, Bubba. You got it square there. Now, however, Utah has passed a law intended to encourage residents to use gold or silver coins made by the Mint as cash, but with their fair value based on the weight of the precious metals in them, not the face value, if, that is, they can find a merchant willing to accept the coins on that basis. You know, one of the things we don't have in America, haven't seen any in my entire life, you never go into a grocery store and see them over there with an ounce scale, you know, a gram scale sitting by the... Nah, they don't do that. I know some people that have gram scales, but not at your local 7-Eleven. The legislation called the legal... They have them, by the way, in India and China and Vietnam and places like that where they value precious metals. Anyway, the legislation called the Legal Tender Act of 2011 was inspired in part by Tea Party supporters, some of whom believe the dollar should be backed by gold or silver. What a novel idea. And that the usurper's administration policies could cause a currency collapse. Well, the law is the first of its kind in the United States. Several other states, including Minnesota, morning 10K, Idaho, good morning, Vicky, and Georgia have considered similar laws. Of course, they will all be considering similar laws in the future. Mr. Jurkowski said the new law is of no real consequence and is purely symbolic. Well, anyway, supporters say it's more than just a political pocket change. They say it's just the beginning, that one day soon Utah might mint its own coins and that retailers could have scales for weighing precious metals and that a state defense force could be formed to guard warehouses where the new money would be made and stored and leave it to the people in Utah to get prepared. Well, there's more to that story, but we'll let that one go. Almost 6 years after Katrina debacle, FEMA's reputation stages of recovery. This off Bloomberg. Jeff Bliss, Mark McQuitt writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. A year after Hurricane Katrina leveled New Orleans and revealed the ineptitude of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, state and local officials in the region had so little faith in FEMA, that they made their own arrangements to get ice, food, and generators for the next disaster. So starts the article. We all remember Hurricane Katrina. What a disaster and fiasco that was, right? But we haven't forgotten FEMA. Now, as the sixth anniversary of Katrina approaches, can you imagine that, folks? 6 years ago, sixth anniversary of Katrina. It sounds like just the other day, we were talking to Dark Claw and Mike Chambers about what was going down in the Ninth Ward. Just seems like yesterday. Communities coping this spring with floods and killer tornadoes are surprised by an agency that has been revamped. That's right, baby. That's the new and improved FEMA. The FEMA team that arrived in Joplin, Missouri on May the 22nd after a tornado ripped through the city, killing at least 125 people, quickly coordinated with volunteers and helped with search and rescue efforts. Says John Bartosch, presiding commissioner in Jasper County, quote, they have been nothing but great. Wow. FEMA has deployed more than 1,000 employees in Alabama, where more than 50 tornadoes swept through the state's northern half on April the 27th, leaving 238 dead and flattening thousands of homes and businesses. Its crew there and the Small Business Administration have already approved more than $54.7 million in disaster assistance. And really, that's their business and that's their bottom line. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And before we go back into this discussion of FEMA, Joplin, and all the rest of things, let's jump up to Massachusetts and go and visit with our roving reporter in Massachusetts and say good morning to Jeff. He coughs in my ear.
I'm sorry about that, Will. I've been having this cough all week long. Well, Will, I was looking at the chat room, and 10K Puddles has a good video of this poor guy, Adam Koshash.
Oh, yeah.
Cough again. I mean, the poor guy and a group of people get arrested at the Jefferson Memorial, and this is supposed to be Memorial Day, and I heard that one of the people there was a veteran dancing with his girlfriend, and you know what? What I say? I say this. You got some sheeple that are going to say, serves them right. They ought to be discreet. They ought to not dance or do anything like that. Serves them right, the sheeple, the old grannies. And but then you have liberty-loving people like me and you who say, what if we say something that's not politically correct? And some old granny hears it and whispers it to the police. What are we going to do? Get body slammed because we say something that's not kosher?
Well, I guess there's a place in every age for the babushkas, you know. We've got to be aware of them, but they're even teaching the children how to be little spies on their parents, too. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if people dance and sing and laugh and have a good time with Tommy Jefferson's memorial on Memorial Day, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me that the jackbooted thugs would come in and try and rain on the parade. After all, we're not supposed to remember our heritage. We're only supposed to remember the people that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq, right? They don't want to remember the rest of the history. And I'm going to talk about it later in the broadcast. We're going to go back to Decoration Day and pick up some of the early beginnings. But anyway, this whole thing has turned into another industry. As you know, I hold the entire merchant man's holy days these days in complete disdain. But yeah, I can appreciate that, and I'm sure it was a good vid.
Well, oh yeah, and the police even shut down the people videotaping the film. This is very Soviet-esque, and these are Americans doing this. Imagine when you get the foreign troops doing this. You'd be seeing a guy videotaping, and all of a sudden, you won't see anything on YouTube. You'll see a big hand grabbing the camera, smashing the camera, and then they billy club the guy in the head. Which, if you know anything about security, you're not supposed to hit the guy in the head, but the Soviet police, oh, they don't care. The Cheka of Stalin's Russia, oh, hit him wherever you can. Get the guy out cold, then put handcuffs on him, drag his face on the cement, throw him in the back of the paddy wagon, torture him. Ask him if there's any other of his comrades out there, people who got away. Put the fingers, hammer the fingernails, stick the fingernails in a thumb screw.
Well, we sure don't have to go to Stalin's Russia to visit with that. We could get that in the 1970s in the anti-war demonstrations. We can get that now when people go out and protest the G20. So, yeah, we live in a police state. It's a police, global police state, and it's our time and our turn to stand up. And remember, folks, from time to time, the tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of patriots.
I like that.
Tyrants.
Will, I like that. And know what I'm afraid of, Will? And this is the thing that frightens me.
Don't be afraid, Jeff. Stand up. Be bold.
what I mean is, this is going to end up becoming a physical revolution where you're going to see Americans fighting against Americans. You know, Americans fighting the police and so forth, and then you have the UN thugs waiting in the wings to come in.
Oh, we sure don't have to look in the future. Look what happened down in Katrina just 6 years past. You know, they brought them in by the by the half-track load from Mexico. You know, we'll see the UN troops here. We've got troops stationed in every one of our states. But, hey, over at that subject, though, Jeff, let's not forget that what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. The United States has its troops stationed in, what is it, 130 countries, 700 and some military bases. What goes around comes around. So it's just our turn, and it's coming on us and at us. But, hey, good stuff, I think. Thanks for listening. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling
have
in.
A good one.
You too, and I'll talk to you again the next time. That's Jeff from Massachusetts. Always a good call. Love to hear from Jeff. But back to this article again. Yeah, FEMA. Yeah, yeah. FEMA deployed more than 1,000 employees in Alabama. Those are feds, by the way, folks. The federales coming at you. And what are they doing there? They're drumming up business for the SBA, the Small Business Administration, dumped out $54.7 million in disaster assistance, you know. They don't give that stuff away for free. Anchor is printing it out of nothing. That's on your back and mine. But I've been very impressed with the dedicated professionals FEMA has put on the ground here in Tuscaloosa. Said the Tuscaloosa mayor, Walter Maddox, FEMA staffers are also on the ground in Oklahoma and Arkansas to help in the aftermath of the tornadoes in those states. Better prepared? Yeah, right. Preparedness. We talked all about it. 18 segments so far. We're going to continue this week as well. Congress has taken notice of FEMA's improved performance. Oh, yeah. Newer, brighter, better. Quote, "We're better prepared for disasters of all kinds than we ever have been," said Senator Joe Lieberman, the Connecticut Independent, who is chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security. Of course, I think Billy Long from the 7th District of Missouri sits on that committee with Joe Lieberman. Anyway, lawmakers and emergency management experts, the experts say, credit the turnaround to the government reports that laid bare FEMA's flaws. A 2006 law that restructured the agency and most recently the arrival of FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate. Fugate. It's like Fukushima. Anyway, before the Senate confirmed him in 2009, Fugate had been the director of Florida's Emergency Management Division since 2001. The 52-year-old young man, Florida native, got his start as a volunteer firefighter and a paramedic in his hometown of Gainesville, Florida, professional versus political. That accumulated experience stands in marked contrast to the background of Michael Brown, a former official at the International Arabian Horse Association, who headed FEMA in Katrina's aftermath. What a joke that guy was. Bad joke on the people of Louisiana and Alabama and everybody that got whacked that time around. Quote, "When you put a professional emergency manager in the top FEMA spot, it's a quantum level of performance than you have when you have a political appointment," said James Carafano, or Fano, a director at the conservative-leaning Heritage Foundation. Boy, watch those folks. Guard your wallet. Fugate has what he describes as a Waffle House theory of emergency management to assess how bad a situation is after a disaster. Here's Fugate's principle of the Waffle House. If the Waffle House is open and serving food and has got a full menu, then it's green, he said during an interview inside a FEMA mobile home parked outside a fire station in Joplin. If the Waffle House is open but has a limited menu, it's yellow. And if the Waffle House isn't open, then that's red. Joplin's Waffle House, by the way, survived the tornado. Well, anyway, Fugate recruits former state directors at the agency. So you just go along to get along, you know. Anybody can move to the top. Anybody can win. You can start out as a firefighter or a paramedic, and you can wind up at the top of FEMA's pile. You can also wind up at a SEMA level, FEMA, SEMA, etc. All right, your state emergency management. Well, Fugate has recruited former state directors at the agency who deal directly with their regional counterparts. You know, you get a degree now in Homeland Security. It's your master's degree in Homeland Security, preparedness training, Washington-based. Okay, here, this is where I wanted to go. All right, I'll say it again. Fugate has recruited former state directors at the agency who deal directly with their regional counterparts, says Barry W. Scanlon, a former FEMA official who is president of WIT Associates. All right, put that, spit out your tongue, Willie. WIT Associates. I'm going to tell you why that triggered my mind right after this. Stay tuned.
cutting edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, we are back once again, just going through a little bit of news here. Like I like to say, newsy news, lots of it too, this morning, talking about FEMA. FEMA, my favorite stone to throw. Anyway, Fugit, again, has recruited this Fugit, the paramedic, raised up to the top of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the shadow government, the umbrella government of this country, I guess you could say. Anyway, Washington, D.C. He's recruited former state directors, says Barry W. Scanlon, a former FEMA official who is president of Witt Associates. And so if you think that the revolving door in and out of Goldman Sachs and Monsanto is the only revolving door spinning in Washington, guess again. Who is... What is Witt Associates? Witt. The giveaway there is the double T. Why, that's James Lee Witt. James Lee Witt is the former director of FEMA. Oh, God in heaven. He's also was the clown that was at the top of the International Code Council that brought us the International Code Council, the body of model codes and model acts. Now spread all across America. All right? Anyway, this Witt Associates, a Washington-based disaster management consultant, because of their past experience, the FEMA managers are sympathetic to the state officials and don't take a top-down, this-is-the-way-it's-got-to-be approach, he says. All right? Now they've spread out, they've infiltrated like a virus. They've infiltrated it all the way down to your local towns. They've infiltrated even throughout all of the media with all this preparedness. You know, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it mentality. This is all the promotion of Agenda 21, Chapter 7. Developing a safety cult. Well, let's get a little bit of a live feedback right here. Go live to our caller from Missouri and say good morning to Paul, I believe. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Paul, I got an email this morning from Eric, and he's got a little bit to say here. Let me just throw it out to the audience so that everybody can hear it. It says, thank you to all who came out last Friday to work in Joplin. We had, I think, 27 people go from our house and met more so there. So I think we had about 33 people in total. And thanks to the many others that had already gone down to help. We're organizing another work day in Joplin for this week, Wednesday, June the 1st. And we'll meet here again, blah, blah, blah. It talks about it. It says there'll be plenty of food and water available there for free, but you might want to bring along some snacks. The relief comes in many forms. It's really amazing. There's an awesome amount of work to do, but it feels so good to help. Tell us a little bit, Paul, about your experience when you went up to Joplin.
Well, it was quite a full day, Will. As you know, we've been getting storms last week quite frequently, and as soon as we got up there, it started raining. So we really didn't know what to expect in Joplin, and we were quite surprised to see that there wasn't nearly as much there weren't as nearly as many roadblocks or taped off streets and people on patrol, or you didn't need a pass to get around anymore. So it was a lot easier negotiating through Joplin. We went in on the old side of town, and which wasn't hit hardly at all. And right off the bat, you see just about everybody's working, keeping busy, you know. I was offered food throughout the day. People would just stop by and offer you food. Just every 10 minutes, just about a van would pull up, and people would ask, are you hungry, are you thirsty, you know. The whole day is like that.
Wow, that's great.
Absolutely. A lot of very committed people, I guess, who can't do heavy labor. We're out there just trying to assist those who are in the work parties. But what I see in Joplin is a lot of very committed people out there. When we got there, into the danger zone, as it were, we saw right off the bat, there are a lot of guys out there appraising the houses that were damaged. They told us, we just usually waited for them to finish up with their work, the insurance adjusters and so on, and just let us come in afterwards. And a lot of people, who might be contemplating volunteering might be concerned by the number of military and police and so on around, but we really didn't see a whole lot of them. I guess about 100 National Guard, state troopers, Jasper and Newton County deputies, some Joplin police force, just about 100, and they were very engaged in that time. But there's still an ongoing hunt for bodies as of Friday, so that keeps the first responders and the disaster and the fire and so forth people very busy. I didn't really see too much of FEMA's folks up there. It was all local or regional from Kansas and local county units from Kansas and Oklahoma.
I don't imagine that you stopped into the Waffle House. If you'd gone into the Waffle House, you might have seen some of FEMA's hands there.
Well, yeah. There's a I saw a lot of cops parked out, cops cars parked out of the Waffle House, but I didn't see any FEMA. The situation is that you know, everybody's out working. We saw the water situation is quite critical as well. As you know, I believe we're still under a boil alert for those who are in this area and on county or rural water or whatever.
Okay.
But they're busy laying pipes, putting in new lines, because evidently the water lines got tore up, and we saw a lot of excavators going through that bad area. A lot of heavy machinery going to work right after us. What we were doing is basically cutting up wood and piling materials so that the next stage could be the various earth movers and tracks.
So you're kind of let me grasp this. Are you sorting out materials like piles of timber, like 2x4s and roofing material and stuff like that, and separating out drywall and whatnot? Is that the idea? So
yeah,
that maybe
absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, we were told that FEMA requires the materials from the houses to be separated into piles. And I'm assuming that's for recycling. I don't know, but they told us plastic with plastic, 2x4s with 2x4s, plywood with plywood, and so forth.
Okay.
And mainly, of course, there's a lot of trees down, so we spent a lot of time cutting up stuff and just piling it. And as it was, they were breathing down our neck with the tractors and the backhoes and so on, you know, to come and clean up after.
So are they chipping the tops and carrying away the rounds?
What I see is that they're just loading them up on trailers. As of the other day, they're just loading them up, and I don't know where they're going, but they're just taking them away. I think they haven't
taken them off site someplace for disposal. How about the extent of the damage? You know, there's a variety of different reports, anywhere from a mile wide to half a mile wide, a quarter mile wide. Did it look like there was a pretty uniform width on this? And if so, how wide do you think it was? And did you get around to both ends and see how far extended it was?
I did go around the other end of range line, and I would estimate that it was about a half mile wide in places. It may have gotten up to a mile. What I saw, I was on the hill facing the hospital, St. John's Hospital, that got hit, and I could see, you know, a mile in the distance, and I would estimate that width was about half a mile to a mile wide, and, you know, it's just complete, you know, that's because the houses got leveled and the trees got leveled, and, you know, you could just see a plane right in front of you
right. From
that hill, and you could see that. Now, I went around the other end of range line on my way out of Joplin, and that end, I guess the north end, was totally unhit. That part of range line was, you know, that commercial part was just unscathed completely. And it appeared to me, well, first of all, as folks know, there were several tornadoes on the ground, and some of them were not as virulent as others. The little neighborhood I was working in, it hadn't gotten as hard hit as the neighborhood across the hill from it.
Okay, well, stay right there. We've got a break right on top of us. We'll bring you back right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned, folks.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And certainly there are many benefits to living here in the Bible Belt in Southwest Missouri, because we have a lot of people coming out from the various churches and organizations coming out to help people. And I would have to say, Paul, we're visiting with Paul. I don't know if you want me to mention your last name, so I'll just say Paul, who's the organizer of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, the Berry County chapter, a real strong volunteer spirit. Here in Southwest Missouri, an activist in his own right, and certainly willing to step up and lend a hand, and which is typical of a lot of the people in this area. Now, Paul, one of the questions that I have is, when you're going into the Joplin area to volunteer, and certainly more people will be, are the property owners and the business owners there? Do you have to ask permission before you go on someone's property? How does that work out?
Well, it's one of the most important things, if you want to volunteer, and they're going to need volunteers more and more in the next couple of weeks to clear away this rubble and other jobs like that. But right off the bat, the reason we didn't go up right away is because we didn't have a contact right after the tornado, and it took almost a week, I guess, before Eric Vimont, who has the Lawrence County chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, had found a contact, you know, a lady who was organizing up there in Joplin, and she finds property owners, house owners, and business owners who need cleanup crews, and then she organizes or finds people who want to work and volunteer, and she'll hook them up. And there are a number of people doing this, coordinating this, so a good way, probably, if you're interested in volunteering, is to call up a church or one of the churches in Joplin. They're all very active in coordinating the tornado relief and cleanup work, so you probably don't want to call up law enforcement or first responders or the fire department, because first of all, they're very involved already, and second of all, they're not really in contact with individual homeowners who need to need assistance in cleaning up. But
and that really is that is really the important aspect. You know, folks, they've absolutely been overwhelmed with the all of the looky-loos and the head bobblers, the people out there taking pictures and making videos. What they really need to have are people on the ground. And Paul, that has been the primary reason why I haven't gone up. I called a couple of times to try and get a lead, but there was nobody that would tell me where to go or who needed the help, and I didn't want to wind up sitting up there with my chainsaw and tools with you know, all dressed up and no place to go. So I'm glad that the churches are going to be that contact point. And so people out there all across Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, anybody that's interested in helping out, this is a way you can go. Just go to the local telephone book, try and make calls into the local churches, see if you can get a lead that way and get started. But I really appreciate the work that you've been doing, Paul, and Eric, of course. He's always in there. Just, you know, bless the guys. He's just a hard-working guy out there. And hopefully the people that live up in FEMA will know, or up in Joplin will know that we're not leaving them in the lurch. And I appreciate your calling in the day and the work that you've done, and I want to thank you so very much for doing so.
Well, appreciate you having me on your show.
Okay, well, if you get any news, just feel free to give us a yell back, and if you can get any contact numbers, shoot them over to me in an email, and I'll post them out on the web.
Well, I'll do that as well, and call in back after our next trip up there.
All right, really great. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Okay, and there goes Paul from Missouri. Paul's a close friend of mine, and I knew he was going to be calling in this morning, but nevertheless, there's just a lot that can be said for what is going on. People are not waiting for FEMA, all right? We learned that lesson in FEMA in Katrina, and it's just not something that you want to do is rely on the government. If we can be self-reliant in the things that we do, I think we'll be far better off. Instead of turning to the government, it would be better just to be self-reliant. Look first to the Lord, and then after that to yourself, and get busy with like-minded people right where you are, as we like to say here on Become Vocal Local. Here's another one off Bloomberg, just a little bit more along Joplin, then we'll go to some other news. Barry the Usurper traveled yesterday to Joplin, Missouri, where he inspected the damage, comforted the grieving, and honored the first responder. Now, there's other websites out there. You can just Google it in, Obama Joplin tornado, and you'll get plenty of links. But apparently there was a memorial up there, as no doubt, for all of those that have died in this disaster or catastrophe, as Rob Chowder calls them. But anyway, the reporter commented and got a video of Barry the Usurper sitting there in the front row here in a memorial service. And he's smacking and chapping away on chewing gum in a church. And that is about as presidential as your left arm. Anyway, Roger Runnigan writing this. He says, this is a quote from the Usurper. I can promise you your country will be there with you every step of the way. The president told area residents at a memorial service on the campus of Missouri Southern State University. We will be with you every step of the way until Joplin is restored. And this community is back on its feet. We're not going anywhere. And that's really the problem. You know, this we're not going anywhere. They've changed the rules, apparently. I need to still go in and verify this. But as in the past, like in Katrina, after Katrina, especially in New Orleans, and there was a lot more damage than just New Orleans, but in New Orleans, the idea there was that first the police department had to exhaust its reserves and ability. Then the first responders all needed to exhaust theirs. Then they appealed to from the parish up to the state. And from the state, then, after the state had exhausted all of their abilities and reserves, then the state appeals to FEMA. And then finally FEMA comes in. All right? Well, apparently they've changed things around. Now that they've got hazard mitigation plans approved all across America, most counties have in them, now they can just go direct. So as soon as something happens, FEMA just comes right in. You know, there's a jurisdictional question here. Until the declarations of emergency have been declared, The FEMA has little or no purpose to be on the ground, no jurisdiction anyway. And we've talked about jurisdiction and venue in the past, but nevertheless, there is this change that's coming down. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon declared yesterday a day of prayer and remembrance and ordered state and national flags flown at half-staff. And so this story will continue. It's going to be a very long time before that city comes around. Joplin, poorer than the U.S., before the twister, vows to rebuild. So I've mentioned this on the previous broadcast last week, that when you think about Joplin, Missouri, you're not looking at, you know, this isn't some, you know, seacoast town in California. Joplin is pretty much just kind of hanging in there and been hanging in there for a long time. Used to be very prosperous when there was a lot of mining in the area, but when the creation of real wealth, mining, and you can visit with Hal Anthony on his broadcast Behind the Woodshed on Sundays here on Oracle from 2 until 4 Central Time and find out more about that. But when mining pretty much went south, we used to do a lot of, I think, zinc mining here and lead, the city kind of got very slow, and they turned more into a transportation hub and a place for commerce where people that live out on the farms and in the hinterlands could go to get those things that you just can't get at a mom-and-pop store, like computers and other things. But anyway, here's the story. Amanda Marshall says she's a lot like her hometown of Joplin, Missouri. She suffered a blow, and she won't let it keep her down. And then it drops on. City political and business leaders say that the spirit is common in the city of about 50,000, which is higher poverty and lower incomes than the rest of Missouri and the nation. All right? So Joplin was right down near the bottom. U.S. Census data shows it may take years to heal from one of the deadliest tornadoes in U.S. history. And as this article that you can find also up on Bloomberg will show, is that a lot of people are looking at the pile of junk that is left over of their little business or something like that that may or may not have been very profitable. And they're just simply saying, I don't think so. And basically just locking them up. So this is going to hurt. It'll hurt a lot of people. There's no doubt about it, and we'll just have to see how it plays out over the long haul. But it's not going to be particularly good for this area. Here's another one. Silver futures climb and gold may advance on Europe debt inflation concerns by Kim Kayangwa, writing this for Bloomberg. Silver futures gain and gold may extend its two-week rally as Europe's debt crisis and accelerating inflation draw investors seeking to protect their wealth. Gold priced in yuan rose to a record, and the article continues, but mainly they're focusing in this article, still having our eyes on what's happening in Greece. If Greece goes, God only knows what's going to happen. I mean, we could have the euro go upside down and pop inside out, and then the whole house of cards will collapse. But we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors and begin hour number two. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Monday, Decoration Day, May the 30th, 2011, broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, the first hour of this morning's broadcast. Had a call in from one of our local Ozark Property Rights Congress founders. Has been up in the Joplin area helping with the people up there, cover, dig out and clean up and separating materials and things like that in preparation for a restart on their lives. Certainly a good report from Paul Bingham, and I certainly would have to say that if we had 1,000 of him for every, 10,000 of the deadbeats that I have to deal with from time to time, my life would be a lot easier. It's something to be able to just get busy, and you don't need a lot of invitations. And, boy, he's always in the middle of things, and so it was great to hear from him. Certainly also, we'll continue our discussion with Technocracy tomorrow, but I want to let you know that up on Blacklisted News this morning, Michael Vail has got his new article done. It's out there. It's called The Techno Rapture, Soul-Sucking Embrace. I'm going to jump up and pick up that from blacklistednews.com again. The Techno Rapture, Soul-Sucking Embrace, new by Michael Vail on the website, certainly. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But today, Decoration Day, got a couple more news articles, and we'll just give you share a little bit about Decoration Day. And then I want to go into another document that I think you might find rather interesting. But again, back to this article, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou, or Drou, said he'll press ahead with new austerity measures, even as he failed to win backing from opposition parties. Commodities measured by the Standard & Poor's GSCI Index of 24 futures rallied for a third week after the group of eight leaders said the global economy is strengthening. Well, yeah, strengthening. How about this one? China National Gold seeks African investment as bullion climbs to records. Yeah, if the economy was strengthening, bullion wouldn't be climbing to records, but this off Bloomberg News. China National Gold Corp, or Gold Group Corp, the state-owned company, it's China for you, that controls the nation's largest gold deposits, wants to invest in projects in Africa that expects bullion to trade near record levels for the next 3 years. I guess we're not quite at the end of the longest-running bull market in the precious metals yet. Quote, we aim at large-scale mines with good potential in countries that have close ties with China and domestic stability, said President Sun Xiaohu, 48, did an interview in Shanghai, quote, gold prices will foreseeably fluctuate at historically high levels for another 3 years. And it continues, the value of announced gold deals so far this year stands at $16.8 billion, more than the totals for the entire year of 2008 and 2009. China National, the owner of the Yangshan deposit in the Gansu province, may also invest in Southeast Asia and Central Asia, Sun said. So the Chinese are packing in the gold. How about you? Here's another one. Oil drops on speculation that fuel demand may falter as the U.S. economy weakens. Where are you at this morning, America? Aren't you out there driving around, burning up all that diesel and gasoline, helping out the economy, spending your money at theme parks and eating hot dogs? Well, this by Robert Tuttle and Christian Schmollinger for Bloomberg New News. Oil dropped in New York, headed for its first monthly decline since August, on speculation that fuel demand may falter and a slowdown in the U.S. economic recovery and Europe's continuing debt crisis. And this is what we've been talking about on a regular basis. You can't just be walking around in a glut of oil and expect things to look good there. Let's jump over to here. Egypt is to conclude talks on $3 billion IMF loan by June the 5th. Now, they had a little bit of money that they owed to people. They were worried about a couple of million dollars in debt. Well, this new bunch seems to be rather favorable to putting the people in Egypt into greater and greater debt. Arab Spring, my butt. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, Decoration Day, May the 30th broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast. Of course, your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. You can jump into the chat room at BecomeVocalLocal.com, and you can find archives of all of these broadcasts tucked away neatly for you and indexed and cross-referenced at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Just click on Show Archives and, again, on Become Vocal Local. And there you go. Years of broadcasts, day in and day out, just the way we like to do them. Decoration Day, back into the history. You know, the historical revisionists, they're always busy at work. Back into the Encyclopedia Americana, published back in 1951. Of course, many of these articles in this encyclopedia are copyright much earlier than that. Original copyright on this set of encyclopedias was 1927, and many of these articles were just as good in 1927 as they were in 1951, and they were unchanged. I think this might be one of them. And, of course, you know, now on Memorial Day, you know, you're only supposed to remember the war in progress. You're not supposed to remember the other wars, but let's talk about it. A holiday observed in many states as an occasion for decorating the graves of soldiers killed in the Civil War. Wait a minute. We don't seem to do that anymore. The graves of the soldiers killed in the Civil War, whether in national or private cemeteries. It'd be Abraham Springsteen's War of Northern Aggression. The custom of a Memorial Day, as it is otherwise called, originated with the southern states and was copied scatteringly on different days in some northern states, all in the spring for natural reasons. And other reasons, by the way, if you look into the esoteric side of all of this. On May the 5th of 1868, General John A. Logan, then the commander-in-chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, issued an order appointing May the 30th of that year for Grand Army services in so decorating graves, choosing that day possibly as being the date of discharge of the last Union volunteer of the war. It is observed as a holiday in all of the states with the exception of, now let's note the exceptions, those states that don't observe Decoration Day. Try Alabama and Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and South Carolina. In Virginia, it's called Confederate Memorial Day. It's a holiday also in Alaska, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands, and the Virgin Islands, and the Canal Zone. Those are not states, they're basically territories or occupied lands. Anyway, that's the brief article. Of course, you'll look in the index under Memorial Day, and it'll point you back to here again. I went through my large assortment of high school and college history textbooks and checked the indexes and found no reference whatsoever to Decoration Day or Memorial Day. I jumped up on Wikipedia. I'll give you a little bit off of this. Rather interesting. This article is about the American holiday. For other uses, see Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a United States federal holiday. Federal holiday. Observed on the last Monday of May, formerly known as Decoration Day, it commemorates U.S. service members who died while in the military service. First enacted by formerly, now this is curious, I didn't know this, I'm glad I went to Wikipedia. First enacted by formerly enslaved, and they say here African Americans, they must be related to the usurper. But who are the African Americans? Of course, in the 1960s, they were called Afro-Americans, but, of course, at the time of Decoration Day, they were known as Negroes, all right? To honor Union soldiers of the American Civil War. Union soldiers. Interesting. It was extended after World War I to honor Americans who had died in all wars. Of course, they don't honor all wars these days. Memorial Day often marks the start of summer vacation season, and Labor Day, its end. There you go. Begun as a ritual of remembrance, ritual, and reconciliation after the Civil War, by the early 20th century, Memorial Day was an occasion for more general expressions of memory as ordinary people visited the graves of their deceased relatives, whether they had served in the military or not. It also becomes a long weekend increasingly devoted to shopping, family get-togethers, fireworks, trips to the beach, and national media events such as the Indianapolis 500 Auto Race, held since 1911 on the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and I imagine a lot of people would be getting their Indy 500 today. The first known observance of Memorial Day was in Charleston, South Carolina in 1865. Freed enslaved Africans, celebrated at the Washington Racecourse, today the location of Hampton Park, and each year thereafter, African Americans, I don't imagine they called themselves that at this time, but in New Speak America they do, founded Decoration Day, now referred to as Memorial Day, at the graveyard of 257 Union soldiers and labeled the gravesite Martyrs of the Racecourse on May the 1st of 1865. Black Charlestonians created this American tradition. All right. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's interesting. In the North, in Waterloo, New York, on May the 5th, the friendship between General John Murray, a distinguished citizen of Waterloo, and General John A. Logan, here's our Logan again, who helped bring attention to the event nationwide, was likely a factor in the holiday's growth. On May the 5th, 1868, in his capacity as Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, Grand Old Army, Grand Old Party, the organization of the Civil War veterans, Logan issued a proclamation that Decoration Day should be observed nationwide. It was observed for the first time on May the 30th of the same year. The date was chosen because it was not the anniversary of a battle. And then it continues, and it's a lengthy article. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Heard yesterday evening late. Got a link. I do listen to lots of radio. Got a link to this. Heard about it yesterday. I've never seen this before. Think it's very interesting. I'm going to share a part of it with you. But if you want to dump into your browsers, you could type in Judge William Rawls, R-A-W-L-E-S, and just type in Judge William Rawls, Constitution, West Point, and it should pop right up for you. Let me see what I've got here. William Rawl, A View of the Constitution, West Point. That's what I Googled. William Rawl, A View of the Constitution, West Point. Rather interesting writing here. This is out of chapter 32 of his book. Now, this was a manual. This was a book, a school book, if you will, at the Ivy Leagues. And they used it at West Point as well. And it's rather revealing. It says, Of the Permanence of the Union, chapter 32, 32nd chapter. I don't know if there's a Masonic overlay on this or not. But having thus endeavored to delineate the general features of this peculiar and invaluable form of government, we shall conclude with adverting to the principles of its cohesion and to the provisions it contains for its own duration and existence, or extension. We're talking about the Constitution here. The subject cannot perhaps be better introduced than by presenting in its own words an emphatical clause in the Constitution. And here is the quote. The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government, shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislative cannot be convened, against domestic violence. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, it can only be expected that my family, having emigrated to the North American continent well before the creation of the Articles of Confederation or the Union, I think about, you know, Decoration Day. I think about all of the people that fought in all of the different battles to give us this beautiful place to live. And, of course, I'm perhaps still kind of an albatross, but I certainly believe in the restoration of our constitutional and limited Republican form of representative government as the best work for today. But this writing here by Rawl, this would be a Judge William Rawl. Here's a note from the chat room. Rawl and Henderson LLP, the oldest law practice in the United States, was founded by William Rawl in Philadelphia in 1783. Rawl was a grandson of Francis Rawl Jr., a Quaker merchant, economist, author, and lawyer who emigrated from Plymouth, England, to the province of Pennsylvania in 1686. I don't know. Maybe Rawl had a beer or two with a Roberts somewhere in history. But here we go. Let's continue. Once again, the United States, we're reading right from the Constitution now. The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government, shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. And he continues. Again, this is taught at West Point. This is something that our people used to know. The Union is an association of the people of republics. We say that in letters, you know, put it up in neon, put it up in letters 10 feet tall. The Union is an association. We've talked about compacts, and he's going to in a moment, trust, etc. But it's an association of the people of republics. Its preservation is calculated to depend on the preservation of those republics. Not united we stand, divided we fall. Those republics. Republic of Missouri. Republic of Connecticut. Georgia. The people of each pledge themselves to preserve that form of government in all. We're just as concerned about one of the states not being any longer a republic as we are about the collapse of the whole SRE. Thus, each becomes responsible to the rest, that no other form of government shall prevail in it, and all are bound to preserve it in every one. Right? A republican form of government. A republic, if you can keep it. But the mere compact, without the powers to enforce it, would be of little value. Now, this power can be nowhere so properly lodged as in the Union itself. Now, isn't it funny how at this time, this author, contemporary here, virtually with the writers, the drafters, the founders, preparing material that will be taught at West Point, that even though the Constitution and our founders and the drafters, we're looking at a system by which we would protect each of the republics. There's no material in the United States Constitution or the Constitution for the United States of America about the real demon, that wickedness lodged in the District of Criminals, the District of Columbia itself, not a republic, but a federal district. Perhaps it's time for the states to rise up and defend themselves against domestic violence in Washington, D.C. But the mere compact without the power to enforce it would be of little value. Now, this power can be nowhere so properly lodged as in the Union itself. Hence, the term guarantee indicates that the United States are authorized to oppose and, if possible, prevent every state in the Union from relinquishing the Republican form of government, and as an auxiliary means, they are expressly authorized and required to employ their force on the application of the constitutional authorities of each state to repress domestic violence. If a faction, remember George Washington's farewell address, where he warns about having parties and factions creep in amongst us, and yet we have in statute the established two-party political system, and as we've shared in the past, the sole purpose of political parties, of course, is to gain proximity to or complete control of governments, and they have. That's why I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system and returning us thence to a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government anyway, to continue. Yet, it is not to be understood that its interposition would be justifiable if the people of a state should determine to retire from the Union, whether they adopted another or retained the same form of government, or if they should, with the expressed intention of seceding, expunge the representative system from their code and thereby incapacitate themselves from concurring according to the mode now prescribed in the choice of certain public officers of the United States. And so they would step away from the Union, but then they would have to withdraw all of their representatives, the public officers in the United States, in so doing. And as he said, it's not to be understood that its interposition would be justifiable if the people of a state should determine to retire from the Union. All right? This is something that old Abe didn't quite understand. The principle of representation, and this is so very important, although certainly the wisest and the best, is not essential to the being of a republic. But to continue a member of the Union, it must be preserved, and therefore the guarantee must be so construed. And if we go back and we study the history of representative government in Europe by Francois Guizot, we find the wisdom of their time period, the founders, Thomas Paine and the others, the father of republicanism. We find this idea of representative systems of government and all of the planks and pillars upon which it stands. You could secede from the Union and find some other system. You wouldn't have to adopt a representative system of government. But as he said, if they should, with the express intention of seceding, expunge the representative system from their code and thereby incapacitate themselves from concurring according to the mode now prescribed in the choice of certain public officers of the United States, they lose their representation. The principle of representation, again, although certainly the wisest and best, is not essential to the being of a republic. It depends on the state itself to retain or abolish the principle of representation, because it depends on itself whether it will continue a member of the Union. To deny this right would be inconsistent with the principle on which all our political systems are founded, which is that the people have, in all cases, a right to determine how they will be governed. Boy, I'd like to get this back in the grade schools quickly. This right must be considered as an ingredient in the original composition of the general government, which, though not expressed, in other words, it wasn't written, was mutually understood. And the doctrine heretofore presented to the reader in regard to the indefeasible nature of personal allegiance is so far qualified in respect to allegiance to the United States. It was observed that it was competent for a state to make a compact with its citizens, that the reciprocal obligations of protection and allegiance might cease on certain events, and it was further observed that allegiance would necessarily cease on the dissolution of the society to which it was due. The states then may wholly withdraw from the Union, but while they continue, they must retain the character of representative republics. Governments of dissimilar forms and principles cannot long maintain a binding coalition. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And of course, if you haven't been up to visit on Vicki Davis's website lately, folks, she's posted some very recent articles up there, especially in regards to the workforce development. This is this state by state, county by county, town by town, and city by city enslavement in a government workforce. You might want to jump up and visit www.channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis's website. Maybe get on her email list. She will keep you reading, and that's for sure. And I'm going to continue reading this. Again, we're looking at a very interesting piece of writing by a Judge William Rawl in regards to the Constitution, and this was taught at West Point. The states then may wholly withdraw from the Union again, but while they continue, they must retain the character of representative republics. He goes on and talks about Greece. And then he gives in the next next paragraph here, we have associated as republics. You're not going to find the word democracy in here, folks. I'm sorry to tell you that. You ain't going to find it in here. You're not going to find communism, socialism, blah, 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 blah. All the various isms ain't in here. These are republics, all right? Possessing the power to form monarchies. How do you like that? Yeah, we could have. We could have been a bunch of kings and queens. But he continues, we had the power, you know, this Bible teaches, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, what's meek? Meek is the power with restraint. You have the power to lay your neighbor waste, but you restrain your hand. All right. Possessing the power to form monarchies. In other words, they had a free slate here, a clean slate, a free hand. Republics were preferred and instituted. The history of the ancient and of the state of the present world are before us. Of modern republics, and now listen, Venice, Florence, the United Provinces, Genoa, all but Switzerland have disappeared. And of course, this morning, the Swiss franc, top of the list, $1.18 against the U.S. dollar as it continues to move higher and higher and higher. They have, again, with the exception of Switzerland, Venice, the merchants of Venice, Florence, the United Provinces, Genoa, they have sunk beneath the power of monarchy, impatient at beholding the existence of any other form than its own. You know, give us a king. Give us a king. Well, he gave them kings, and look where he got them. An injured province of Turkey, recalling to its mind the illustrious deeds of its ancestors, has ventured to resist its oppressors, and with a revival of the name of Greece, a hope is entertained of the permanent institution of another republic. Today, Greece is on its knees before the IMF and the Euro, being union. But monarchy stands by with a jealous aspect. This is your black nobility of Europe. And fearful lest, you could almost say lust, its own, and fearful lest its own power should be endangered by the revival of the maxim that sovereignty can ever reside in the people. Oh, and the Catholic Church hated that idea too. Oh, they did. They don't like that idea of the sovereign citizen. They don't like the sovereign people. Alfred Addis coming under a little bit of fire lately from the media on that score. Affects a cold neutrality. They turn their cold shoulder. With the probable anticipation that it will induce a barbarian success. Yet that gallant country, it is trusted, will persevere. An enlightened people, disciplined through necessity and emboldened even by the gloom of its prospects, may accomplish what it would not dare to hope. Again, he's speaking of Switzerland. This abstract principle, this aversion to the extension of republican freedom, is now invigorated and enforced by an alliance avowedly for the purpose of overpowering all efforts to relieve mankind from their shackles. Throw off your mind-forged shackles this morning, people. Throw them off. I like to look forward to a time of greater and greater freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control over we, the people of these republics. It is essentially and professedly the exaltation of monarchies over republics and even over every alteration in the forms of monarchy, tending to acknowledge or secure the rights of the people. The existence of such a combination warrants and requires that in some part of the civilized world, the republican system should be able to defend itself. But this would be imperfectly done by the erection of separate, independent, though contiguous governments. They must be collected into a body strong in proportion to the firmness of its union, respected and feared in proportion to its strength. And as Thomas Paine says, ours is not a provincial. In other words, we can't be democracies like the Aegean. Ours is one of continental scope. They realized how vast this continent was and that we would have ultimately, though contiguous in states and republics, ultimately have it all. But they must be collected into a body strong in proportion to the firmness of its union. respected and feared in proportion to its strength. And as Washington said, neighbors with all, you know, friends with anybody, entangling alliances with none. The principle on which the Union is rendered valuable and which alone can continue it is the preservation of the Republican form. Hence, I continue to champion the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. In what manner this guarantee shall be effectuated is not explained, and it presents a question of considerable nicety and importance. All right? So even though the Constitution was penned and expressed and signed off on and ratified largely, even though Rogues Island didn't want any part of it and had to be coerced, but even though it exists, it didn't attempt to do more than be the framework of government. It provided for changes, it provided for amendment in the future, knowing that the country would continue to grow and that new things would come along, but it didn't make that amendment process easy. Double-minded men going to and fro with every wind of doctrine have no access to the Constitution, and that troubled the American Bankers Association mightily. It troubled the American Bar Association, their creation. And it was the purpose for the commission, Uniform Commission on Laws, Uniform Law Commission, so that they could, by craft and guile, through their model codes and model acts, do end runs around the federal Constitution and so bring down all of the several states, which through the commerce, Uniform Commercial Code, they did. Everything's in commerce now. But again, let's go further. This abstract principle, this aversion to the extension of Republican freedom, is now invigorated and enforced by an alliance avowedly for the purpose of overpowering all efforts to relieve mankind from their shackles. Let's drop down a bit. In what manner this guarantee shall be effectuated is not explained, and it presents a question of considerable nicety and importance. Not a word in the Constitution is intended to be inoperative. Did you get that? Oh, yeah. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positive syntacticians and the legal positivists would have it otherwise. But not a word in the Constitution is intended to be inoperative. Do you think these men were slack in their understanding? That they didn't labor over the document? You'd be mistaken if that was your belief. But one so significant as the present was not lightly inserted. The United States are therefore bound to carry it into effect whenever the occasion arrives. And finding, as we do, in the same clause the engagement to protect each state against domestic violence, which can only be by the arms of the Union, we are assisted in the due construction of the means of enforcing the guarantee. If the majority of the people of a state deliberately and peaceably resolve to relinquish the Republican form of government, they cease to be members of the Union. And notice it's the Republican form of government they need to relinquish here. Are there yet any of our several states that have not been thrown over by this democratic system? They cease to be members of the Union if a faction, an inferior number, and there was somewhat 11,000 in AIPAC the other day, listening to Benjamin, the used furniture salesman, Netanyahu, give his address. And then that same faction jumping up and down in Congress, some 80%, basically bootlicks for Israel, like a bunch of penguins clapping, seals waiting to be thrown a cod or something. Anyway, if the majority of the people of a state deliberately and peaceably resolve to relinquish the Republican form of government, they cease to be members of the Union. If a faction, parties and factions, an inferior number, the neocons, and then the neolibs, and then the libtards. We'll pick it up right there. Stay with me.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so how wise our founders then were, you know, understanding the basis of this system of government, if you want to say it so. Again, if the majority of the people of a state deliberately and peaceably resolve to relinquish the Republican form of government, they cease to be members of the Union. That's it. It's over. It's done. They stepped away from the contract. They stepped out of the trust, if you will. However, if a faction, an inferior number, makes such an effort and endeavor to enforce it by violence, the case provided for will have arisen, and the Union is bound to employ its power to prevent it. This is a double-edged sword. This is one of the reasons why I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system. We cannot possibly hope to have a representative system of government when these batard parties deny us representation. And they do, and you know they do. They've got us so locked up now through Diebold and other means that we have no redress at all. Talk to Bob Schultz and the We the People Foundation if you think otherwise. But again, if you were to come out, you know, with your tricorn hat and your buckskins and your 50 caliber black powder rifle and possible bag and Green River knife, don't be surprised if you're viewed as a faction or an inferior number. Because the case then will have been provided for, and the union is bound to employ its power to prevent you. And prevent you they shall. On the other token, if we can continue to press forward and expose and bring to light the vermin in our midst, perhaps, only perhaps, the military-industrial complex might have some West Point roots that would respect and remember Judge William Rawl and his view to the Constitution. The power and the duty of the United States to interfere with particular concerns of a state are not, however, limited to the violent efforts of a party to alter its constitution. If from any other motives or under any other pretext the internal peace and order of the state are disturbed, and its own powers are insufficient to suppress the commotion, it becomes the duty of its proper government to apply to the Union for protection. You better believe they will. This is founded on the sound principle that those in whom the force of the Union is vested, in diminution of the power formerly possessed by the state, are bound to exercise it for the good of the whole. This is that greatest good of the greatest number. This is your Jeremy Bentham philosophical radicalism, which we styled this broadcast after, just to give it, you know, daily voice, so that you never forget Jeremy Bentham and John Austin and James Mill and John Stuart Mill and the Fabian Socialists and the Legal Positivists, the American Bar Association, and all of the rest of the infiltrators. What is the meaning of the pursuit of happiness? Do you recall? What is this concept of the greatest good, of the greatest number? Where is justice for all under this new system of equality, equality, equality? Again, dropping down a little further, no form of application for the assistance is pointed out. In other words, it doesn't tell you how to ask. It just tells you that if you ask, it is possible. Nor has been provided by any act of Congress, but the natural course would be to apply to the president or officer for the time being, exercising his functions. No occasional act of the legislature of the United States seems to be necessary, where the duty of the president is pointed out by the Constitution, and great injury might be sustained if the powers was not promptly exercised. In the instance of a foreign invasion, the duty of immediate and unsolicited protection is obvious, but the generic term invasion, which is used without any qualification, may require a broader construction. Strict constructionists. If among the improbable events of future times, we shall see a state forgetful of its obligations to refer its controversies with another state to the judicial powers of the Union, endeavored by force to redress its real or imaginary wrongs, and actually invade the other state, we shall perceive a case in which the supreme power of the Union may justly interfere, perhaps we may say is bound to do so. But today, with FEMA, not only in Tuscaloosa and in Oklahoma and in Arkansas, but also in Joplin, Missouri, one must ask, at what point does an open invasion by the federal system constitute invasion? How long will we be allowed, or how long will we allow the federal government to continue to trample on our rights with their TSA agents? How long will they continue to eat out our substance, with all of their myriad taxes and privations, and their support of this illegitimate banking system, this fraudulent reserve banking system? Is this author Judge Rawl talking about one state invading another state to the exclusion of the potential, real and present danger of the federal system invading all of the several states? The invaded state, instead of relying merely on its own strength for defense and instead of gratifying its revenge by retaliation, may prudently call for and gratefully receive the strong arm of the Union to repel the invasion. Who will you turn to? At this time, Utah turning to gold and silver coin. Who will you turn to? North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia and Alabama. Who will you turn to when the Federal Union has given itself over to the internationalists? To be polite, to globalism. Who do we turn to as invaded states? The decision of the controversy would only be regulated by the purest principles of justice, and the party really injured would be certain of having the decree in its favor carried into effect. It rests with the Union and not with the state separately or individually to increase the number of its members. So you add new states or territories, that falls with the Union, not the individual states. The admission of another state can only take place upon its own application. We've already seen that in the formation of colonies under the denomination of territories, the habit has been to assure them their formation into states when the population should become sufficiently large. And that has happened time and time again, even here in Missouri. So on this Decoration Day, when we're remembering all of the people who have died to get us to where we are today, and all of the people that were, you know, all the people that volunteered into the military service, that's one affair. The people that were drafted or impressed into military service, that's an entirely another affair. For those that were presented no choice but to leave the country, certainly the Vietnam War comes firmly into mind there. But I guess we have classes even amongst our military. For those that went to service for their own gain, hoping to get GI Bill or some other personal thing, well, so be it. I guess there's many ways to the top. But for all of those that actually sitting on the front porch and hearing about some war in Europe, set aside everything, left their wife and their children, grandbabies, and went to do what they believed to be the right thing, I suppose today is the day that we need to tip our hat and howdy to them. And if you add up all of the struggles and all of the troubles to get to here, to find us still in Iraq and in Afghanistan and openly discussing the invasion of Iran or Pakistan, what a travesty. When Jorge Bush came out busting his buttons and announced the first war of the 21st century, I wept. What kind of insanity is this, anyway? What kind of insanity is it? Unprovoked to go into another country for filthy lucre and slaughter women and children and homes and hearth and infrastructure and schools and hospitals. I'll tell you what kind of filth this is. This is Abraham Springsteen, Mr. Lincoln's War. That's what it is. May we never have another. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member streams that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio.